آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to one and all. Allah accept us for his deen. We're mentioning the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم who came into the deen from being Ahlul Kitab. And subhanAllah, one of those amazing Sahaba is who we just mentioned, but there's so much about him. And there's so many verses of the Qur'an that actually refer to him. Mufassirin say these verses refer to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu. What an amazing sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he is aashiru asharatin fil jannah, one of the 10 in paradise. This is besides the ashara mubashara, but this is another very high ranking level of the sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum. The verse in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 113, where Allah Ta'ala says, أَوْذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ لَيْسُوا سَوَاءً مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ. They all are not the same. From the Ahlul Kitab are those who are firm. They are a nation that are firm on Allah's obedience, reciting the verses of the Qur'an in the hours of the night, prostrating to Allah. Meaning those true followers of the previous books accept the Qur'an, because the Qur'an is referred to in their books, and our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clearly, explicitly described and mentioned in their books. Mufassirin mentioned that this is also about people like Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu. Surah Ali Imran, verses 43. قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sufficient is Allah as a witness between us and you and those who have the knowledge of the previous scriptures. And Mufassirin say this refers to Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam. Another very interesting verse amongst many is Surah Al-Ahqaf, ayah number 10. وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى مِثْلِهِ فَآمَنَ وَاسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ. Subhanallah. In this chapter, read the translation of this chapter. It's so beautiful. Allah Ta'ala also mentions how the jinn embraced Islam as well. And as soon as they embraced Islam, they started giving da'wah. That's a very interesting incident that's discussed in this chapter, in the last ruku of this chapter. But in this verse here, Allah Ta'ala says, and a witness from the Bani Israel testifies upon the truth of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala mithlihi. Mithl means simile. So according to this first translation, mithl is zaid, meaning upon him, not upon someone like him, according to the first translation that we are giving you. So this refers to, this witness from the Bani Israel, Mufassirin say, refers to people like Abdullah bin Salam, people who know the scriptures, and when they hear and learn of the truth, they accept it for Allah's pleasure. And they do not haughtily turn away from the truth. Then the verse says, فَآمَنَا. So such people bring iman, and you become haughtily arrogant, and you turn away from the truth. وَاسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ. Allah save us from istikbar and pride. So this verse also shows us, those who refute the truth is due to pride. And this is one of the diseases in one's heart that doesn't allow iman to permeate that heart. That's why Hazrat Safiya radiallahu anha mentioned, sadly, about her own father, who knew the truth, but remained the enemy of the Prophet ﷺ due to the arrogance in his heart. Even when he was leaving this world, he was asked, don't you know of the truth of Muhammad ﷺ? He said, yes, but I will not embrace that faith. And he preferred to die as a non-believer. Another interesting explanation of this verse, number 10 of Surah Ahqaf, وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى مِثْلِهِ فَآمَنَ وَاسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ. This subhanAllah, Hazrat Mufti Ridha al-Haq sahab, hafidhahullah, explained this to us. That this verse, if you look at the literal translation, that the witness of the Bani Israel, this testification is that he is like him. And the topic here is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this verse refers to, so mithl has its literal meaning, to be like. So it means the man of the Bani Israel. Who is the man of the Bani Israel? The greatest Nabi of the Bani Israel is Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And they accept this. This is clear in their scriptures, in the Old Testament. There has not come a prophet like Moses. So the man from the Bani Israel, who is Musa alayhi salam, is like him. Ala mithlihi. So Musa alayhi salam is like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is similar to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So this interpretation of this verse, subhanAllah, is so beautiful. And that's why we learn Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is so often repeated in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala mentions him so many a time, 136 times. After our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's the addressee of the Quran al-Karim, who's addressed more than 1,760 some odd times. After him, obviously, because he is the greatest and he is the addressee of Allah's kalam. After him, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is mentioned in the Quran 136 times. So the second most. Almost every surah speaks somewhat of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And here, Musa alayhi salam being similar to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That's why this ummah is taught about so many lessons from the previous nations, especially the Bani Israel. And they were the chosen of their time. But this ummah is the best of all times. That's why the Quran, due to being the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of all nations, taken out for the benefit of mankind. And that's the difference. The Bani Israel were to benefit themselves. Ya Bani Israel, adhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum wa anni faddaltukum ala al-alamin. This is, the Bani Israel had virtue and superiority in their time. Al-alamin, al-alami zamanihim, the best of their time. But this ummah is the best of all times. But Hazrat Umar warns us under the same verse. Allah says this to the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kuntum. If Allah wanted, Allah would have said antum. But Allah said kuntum. Now this is a warning for us. This is a wake-up call for us, respected ummah. Hazrat Umar says, Allah here addresses the Sahaba and those who follow the Sahaba and do the works of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. لو شاء الله لقال أنتم. But Allah said, كنتم خاصة في أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is a special address to the Sahaba of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and those who emulate them. And then he says, if you want to be part of the virtuous ummah, فَلْيُؤَدِّ شَرْطَ اللَّهِ فِيهَا. Hazrat Umar said, fulfill Allah's condition in this verse of being the best. And subhanAllah, these conditions are clear in the verse. To benefit humanity and to enjoin good and forbid evil and to bring firm faith in Allah. And as our Hazrat Maulana Qasim Muhammad Sima rahmatullah alayhi expressed clearly, that the verse's context is the Christians. So inviting the Christians to Islam is a very integral part of da'wah. And respected ummah, all of us should be part and parcel of that. Invite our Jewish colleagues, friends, partners, neighbors, associates, and whoever it may be, teachers, invite them. I mentioned to you recently about a travel, and next to me on the flight was a Jewish doctor. I greeted, introduced myself, and we got chatting, and we had a lovely conversation. And in that, I mentioned to him that Dr. Yusuf, our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, questioned his companions, and this is an interesting report in the Sahih Bukhari, about the noblest of people. And we know Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the best of the best, but look how Allah's beloved acknowledges the great Anbiya alayhi salam. That's why, interestingly, in the first of Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's letters to the different kings of the world, one of the early letters was his letter to the kings of Najran and the people of Najran. They were known, that was a Christian community, many Christian towns. And Allah's beloved's letter enshrined to them was, I greet you in the name of Allah, the Lord of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Lord of Ishaq alayhi salam, the Lord of Yaqub alayhi salam, Bismi ilahi Ibrahim wa Ishaq wa Yaqub. He was impressing on them that I believe in these great Anbiya. So we mentioned to this Jewish doctor that our Muhammad mentioned to his companions that the noblest of men is Joseph, Yusuf, the son of Yaqub, Jacob, the son of Isaac, Ishaq, the son of Ibrahim, alayhi salam. So I asked him, but sir, isn't it interesting and admirable that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam acknowledged to the mighty men from another lineage? Doesn't this portray honesty and integrity? He did say, indeed. Then I then spoke to him somewhat about
the Bible. And Genesis chapter 17 verse 20, where Allah praises Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam, and Allah promises to make the 12 sons of Ismail alayhi salam very special, and those who will bear the fruit of God. So I asked him, shouldn't we acknowledge Ismail then? Because they don't like to acknowledge Hazrat Ismail and the offspring of Hazrat Ismail. That's what prompted the Jewish community of Medina. Not all, as we said, we cannot make blanket statements, but many refused the truth due to racism, not wanting to accept the offspring of Ismail alayhi salam. And it's so important for us to talk to them, because just the other day I had a guy doing some electrical work for me. His name happened to be Benjamin. And I asked him, does he know anything about Islam? He says, what he knows about Islam is, look how he expressed it, because they're getting the information from the incorrect sources, and you and I who have the correct sources and we meet them on a daily basis are not prepared to say a thing. We just keep quiet. We just keep silent. We just frown. We just carry on in our own dwell. We with them. Some of them are our drivers, our colleagues, our friends, our partners, our staff. Talk. Make a conversation. Invite to Allah. Were you stumped? Ulama are ready to help you, respected Ummah. Let's fulfill our duty. So he said to me that, you know, Abraham slept with a maid, and from there this child came, and that's where Islam came from. Na'udhu billah. See how disrespectful they are of the Anbiya alayhi salam. Because basically their Bible repeatedly discards and disrespects Anbiya alayhi salam, and it is the Quran that defends the Anbiya repeatedly from all fronts. Fully blazing, the Quran defends the Anbiya. قَيِّمًا لِّلْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ الْكِتَابَ وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا. Quran is the supervisor, and the Quran corrects the mistakes of the previous scriptures, because the previous scriptures was given to the people for them to preserve those books, and the Quran is preserved by none but Allah Himself. In بِمَسْتُحْفِظُوا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. That's the previous scriptures. This book. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. So anyway, in that, when he introduced his children to me, that Jewish doctor on the flight, one was Isaiah. So I mentioned to him Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's descriptions in Isaiah 42. Back to this interpretation of this verse, of the similitude between our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and that being one of the interpretations of the verse of Surah Ahqaf verse 10. In the Bible, there's a similar verse. Obviously, the eloquence of any other book can never compare to that of the Quran, subhanallah. But the meaning is somewhat there, where Deuteronomy 18:18. Allah says to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and from the verses 15 onward is very interesting, but Allah says to Musa alayhi salam, I will send to them a prophet like unto thee, Moses, and he will be from their brethren, and he will not speak of his own accord, but what I put in his mouth, he shall speak. And in this verse, there's three prophecies. Number one, this final Nabi will be like Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And you're going to talk to Christians, he's going to automatically respond to you that refers to Jesus, even though it doesn't make sense to him, but his brain is programmed to understand it like that. But when you unprogram him and explain to him that how is Jesus like Moses, and explain how they cannot be similar, and how Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam, they are clear similarities between them. And then the other prophecy here is he will be from the brothers of the Jews. And who are the brothers of the children of Isaac? It is the children of Ismail alayhi salam. And he will not speak of his own accord, but what I put in his mouth he shall speak. And that is a prophecy referring to none other than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is explicit in the Quran. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. There's an interesting incident of Abdullah bin Salam. There's so many, subhanAllah. He says, I went to invite my nephews to Islam. One was Salama, the other was Muhajir. And I said to them, my children, you all know that Allah in the Torah mentioned, Inni ba'ithum min wuldi Ismail nabiyan ismuhu Ahmad. Man amana bihi faqad ihtada, wa man lam yu'min bihi fahuwa mal'un. My sons, see, Allah said, I will send from the progeny of Ismail such a Nabi whose name will be Ahmad. He who brings faith in him will remain on firm guidance, and he who does not believe in him will be accursed. One was Salama, he embraced. Muhajir refused. And Allah revealed verses in Al-Baqarah. Chapter 2, Al-Baqarah, verse 130. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And subhanAllah, Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam would speak, spend so much of time in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's company. Imagine he asked Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam questions. What's the first sign of Qiyamah? What's the first meal of the people of Jannah? What causes children to be similar to their mother or father? This question comes. And this is in the Sahih Bukhari, but this was a question posed by none other than this Sahabi, Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu. One day Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam was in the market and he was carrying a pile of firewood. And he was told, Allah has made you independent of this, sir. You don't have to do this, O Sahabi of Rasulullah. He said, no. He said this to his student, that I really want to yield and bring down my pride. Because I heard Allah's Nabi say, he who has an iota equivalent to a mustard seed's weight of pride will never get paradise. So I want to remain humble. SubhanAllah. And he loved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so much that he used to emulate every practice of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And every relic or remnant of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam he would preserve and hold on to and savor. He used to preserve one bowl of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for, and he drank from there and he preserved it and savored it. And he used to keep one musalla of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prayed upon in his home, and he used to savor that musalla and make his nawafil there. Hazrat Abu Burda, Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari's son, said, I came to Medina Munawwara and I met this great Sahabi, Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam, and he offered me, he says, come, let me take you and give you some ikram, some sawiq, some tamr, make ikram, take. What a beautiful quality, to make people's ikram. He takes him home, he prepares ikram, and then he says, I want you to drink from the bowl of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I want you to make salah in this musalla year. Allah's Nabi made salah year. SubhanAllah, look how they love to make ikram. And then Abdullah bin Salam and his friends complained to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that when we go to our Jewish family, they make us feel uncomfortable. They make us feel like outcast. They hurt us, our feelings, in a cold manner. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, see this verse Allah revealed concerning you all. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Indeed, Allah is your friends. Rasulullah, Allah is your friend. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is your friend. And the people of Iman are your friend. And these Sahaba who came from the Jewish background said, we're happy with Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the believers as our friends. SubhanAllah. Look at these Sahaba. رضي الله عنهم. Allah give us tawfiq. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي.